Bu bakımını bak.
Lan ne şartın lan bu?
O ne ya geçer hocam? Çıkın dedi.
Thank you. Pie.
It's a sequel to a book written called Butt Cake. Very popular newsstand about this butt with cake all over it.
Chunky asses.
Here with me today is Chandler Jarrell, who is doing something very vital to the community, or for the community, I should say, because Chandler is a finder of lost children. Am I correct?
Yes, I find missing children.
That's very interesting. You know, there was a show a couple of years back called Finder of Lost Loves. Did you ever see that? Tony Franciosa, I believe, was the star of that.
Yeah. Listen, I'm looking for this girl.
I hope you're not nervous. Which is perfectly normal because this is my fifth show and I'm still nervous. In fact, is there anyone here who's not nervous? Judy, are you nervous?
Listen, I'm trying to find this girl. Her name is Cheryl Mosley. She disappeared a while back.
This is wonderful because this is exactly what the Mel Backman report is all about. When I first came to RST Cable, I told them I don't want to be another Merv, another Johnny. I want to do the kind of vital programming that is responsive to the community.
Listen, I'm trying to find this girl. Her name is Cheryl Moses. She's 4'11".
This is wonderful. Let's say I'm a young person. I want to get into your line of work. Is there a course I can take at a community college or?
All you have to do is care about children.
Do you recommend this line of work? Can you make a lot of money doing this?
Her name is Cheryl Mosley. She's
This is a little off the subject, but you know, that's a wonderfully unique hat. Can I ask you where you got that?
She's 16 years old, and I'm trying to find her.
Great. Well, let's say you do find her. What would you say to her? What would be the first thing that would pop into your head?
She's 16 years old. Her name is Cheryl Mosley.
Thank you so much, Chandler. Now, let's talk about tortoises. Judy, what have we got here? This is great.
Oh, this is Teddy, and he's 80 years old.
80?
He's darling.
He's wonderful.
Teddy could kiss my ass. Listen, I'm trying to find this girl, okay? Her name is Cheryl Mosley. She was last seen on Vineland down in North Hollywood. She had on a sweater and a skirt. I'd appreciate it if you contacted me at 468-8492. If you have any...
Thank you, Chandler.
No, shut up, man. If you have any information that leads to the finding of this girl, I'd appreciate it if you contacted me. Yo, hey, if you don't put the camera over, I'll bust your ass, man. Leave the camera on me. Cheryl Mosley, Chandler Jarrell, 24 hours a day, 468-8492. Now you can talk about whatever you want to talk about with the tortoises and whatever. Excuse me.
Thank you. That was Chandler Jarrell. Well, I understand that you've had a sex change.
Correct.
Okay, now let's go. Take it slow now. Kai. Yo, what y'all hanging in the back of the park for? Man, I'm almost ready. All right, let's go. All right, hit on. There you go. All the way, boy. It's you. Yes. All right. Come on now. Yo, man, what's wrong with you? Scrub. You just mad you're scrub. Scrub.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jarrell.
Hi.
So you're the finder of lost children.
Oh, you must have saw me on television. Yeah, I like working with children.
Hey, Jarrell, come on, will you, okay?
Shut up!
A child has been kidnapped.
When?
5 days ago in northeastern Tibet.
Well, Tibet's a little bit out of my territory.
this child is special, Mr. Jarrell. His destiny is to save the world.
That's a good destiny.
Hey, Jarrell, go to the bar!
Here!
400 years ago, the New Chong Oracle predicted that the Gompantama, that is Tibetan for Golden Child, would be taken to the new city, the city of the angels, and would be rescued by a man who is no angel.
And who's that?
You, Mr. Jarrell.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm in the middle of a basketball game, although I'd love to stay and chat with you. This looks like a big joint.
I'm serious, Mr. Jarrell.
You lick it and smoke it. I think it was two of these, and you smoked the other one. Just put it in your bag and stop smoking scrolls. You know, it looks like a joint, and you might get jumped by some Rastafarians walking around with this stuff because of the way. Excuse me, I have a game to play.
I realize it's very hard for you to take in, but it's your destiny to find the Golden Child.
And it's your destiny to seek some serious psychiatric help. Really, excuse me, can I go play now? Please, go home. Excuse me. And such a cute girl, too. Dope scene.
That her?
Yeah, that's Cheryl Mosley.
How long she been missing?
About 3 weeks. What do you got?
Not much. 3 days ago, the rental sign goes down and a white truck backs over the lawn right up to the front door. The neighbors hear this continual low murmur night and day. Then at 10 o'clock last night, the white truck pulls up again and the murmuring stops.
One of the neighbors comes out to shut up his dog who won't come down the hill. Looks over the fence, finds the body.
Who rented the place?
She did. By phone, mail, and cash. Did you take that referral I sent you?
Nope. You only take the kid cases, don't you?
Yeah. Listen, give me a few more shots.
Come out now, stop following me around. I'm not going to take your case.
You're already on it.
Look, what makes you think the kid was in the house?
This is a restraint curse. They must restrain him both spiritually and physically. They need to keep evil on all four sides of him at all times. Just the writing wouldn't be enough, though. They'd need to augment it with something else.
Or what?
Or the child would project himself astrally.
Give me a break. So you're telling me that the people that killed Cheryl, if I find them, they're the same people that kidnapped the golden kid.
Exactly, yes.
Right. But why would they kill Cheryl?
I don't know.
And why are they feeding the kid blood?
Are you sure?
I found a bowl of oatmeal.
Yes.
with some blood in the bottom of it, and it's probably hers.
I don't know. There is somebody we could ask about the blood.
This is L.A., though. You gonna ask somebody about the blood? Are they in this world? Or do we have to project there? Some part of the galaxy.
Oh, Mr. Gerald. You honor my shop with your presence. He says he's very pleased to meet a man as great as you.
Oh, how do you say thank you?
多谢.
多谢。放心啦，好多人家可以来见到医生啦，好人的门就执钱的人呢，佢话佢好啦。 你咪即只吉飯得執錢，有間好間好嘅。好，OK。誒，我俾你啦，冇問題嘅。係啊，見佢啊，冇加佢啊。見佢，見佢。Mr.
Chiao。 You may speak with her. She can't hear you.
Tell me about the golden child.
Every 1,000 generations, a perfect child is born. A golden child. He has come to rescue us.
Rescue us from what?
From ourselves.
Ah.
He is the bringer of compassion. If he dies, compassion will die with him.
So if something happens to the kid, the whole world goes to hell?
The world will become hell.
Ah. Not far from that now. Listen, who would want to take the kid anyway?
Those who want evil rather than good.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
We do not know who took him.
Well, could you tell me why the people that took him are trying to make him eat blood?
Nothing in this world will hurt him. But if he were to pollute himself with anything impure, he would become vulnerable.
Okay. So if he eats the blood, they could kill him?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you have any other questions?
As a matter of fact, I do. What are you doing this weekend? Because your silhouette is kicking. Plays the maracas too?
This is the chosen one?
Yes.
These people certainly do put on a good show. Where'd you find her at?
She's the librarian of the secret repository at Palcosin. She was flown here to help us. She's over 300 years old.
And how she managed that one?
One of her ancestors was raped by a dragon.
Does that happen a lot where you're from? Look, I'm sorry I got a little harsh. Why don't you come up for a while?
No, thank you.
Oh. Oh.
What is it?
The spirits. The spirits just told me that you should come up for a little while and have a drink and wait for further instructions. Look, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Why don't you come up for a while? I'll be good. Okay. I tried. You know, they say you should always give a woman two chances to say no, just in case.
That's no, twice.
All right. But the spirits are going to be very upset. You know, I am the chosen one.
Okay.
Rest of your playthings out of here.
Bird, did you just see a little Hare Krishna midget in a tree, floating, or is it me? It must be Rod Serling.
Yeah.
You the guy on TV looking for Shell Mosley?
Yeah.
Well, I know the bastards who grabbed her.
Okay, who is she with?
Have you ever been in Pacoima?
Yeah, who is she with, though?
Behind the freeway, there's a house. It's a pad for some bikers called the Yellow Dragons. She was with them last week, but she ain't there now.
Okay, who is this? Hello? I came prepared in case we had any other eventualities. Listen, you wait here. There's a problem, you leave. Now, what are you going to do?
I'll stay here.
No, you stay here now. But if there's a problem, you get behind the wheel, drive away. Understand me? Okay?
Okay.
You got that?
Yeah.
Stay, leave. Okay. I'm not going to hurt anybody. I don't want no trouble. No trouble. I just want some chips. I want some chips. That's all. All I want some chips. See? The chip. That's it. Turn that over, man. It's burning. It's burning. Turn it over. It's burning. I just want some chips. Pocket, it's a whole thing of Tic Tacs. Take as many as you like, please.
Ah!
you come in here? Didn't I tell you not to come in? I told you to stay in the car. I'm not going to lecture you. I'm not going to turn this into a lecture. But next time I tell you to do something, you do it, all right? This is a man thing. Man shit happened here. You're not supposed to. This is no place for a woman to be. You understand me? But next time I tell you to do something, do it. I don't want you to get hurt. This is, okay, can I do handle this, okay?
Okay.
Leave me alone, asshole.
You guys had a girl tattooed with a yellow dragon a couple of days ago. What happened to her?
What girl? I never seen her before. Oh, Cheryl. Yeah, her. We sold her.
What do you mean you sold? You sold it to who?
To Tommy Tong. He got that restaurant down on Broadway. And we traded her a case of cigarettes and a quart of pork fried rice.
Why would somebody want to buy somebody?
He needed a girl.
For what?
Worked the steel out with the devil. Said he needed her blood. Look, you're gonna go over there and rough him up or anything, huh? Don't tell him I told you.
I wanna do that. So let me get this right. Hey, you sold her.
Yeah. We sold her.
Wait here. I'm looking for Tommy Tong. Look, stop acting stupid. The man owns the place, all right? I'm looking for Tommy Tong. Oh, you don't speak English? Let me translate it for you. Bring Tommy Tong out here or I'm going to bust your ass. You understand that? Huh? Listen, you see this dead girl? The last time she was seen alive was with Tong. Now, you tell Mr. Tong he has a guest, or I'm going to bust your ass.
Yeah! You should not feel about that karate shit, okay?
How'd you do that? What was that with the flip?
Cut himself shaving and bled to death looking for a Kleenex. Hey, I don't know. Maybe the guy thought that I was coming and got scared and figured what the hell and killed himself. You buy that?
No.
Neither do I.
I think I should tell you we may be up against supernatural creatures.
Like what?
Demons.
By the time he finds you, it will be too late.
Thank you, Lord.
But why is the child still alive?
You have no reason to fear him. He is surrounded at all times and in all the four directions by evil.
Do not underestimate the power of good, and do not dismiss the strength of the child. Time grows short. The child will never eat the blood.
What must I do?
Move the child before the Chosen One draws near.
And to kill him?
The Ajanti dagger. It is not of this world. With it you could kill the child.
But Lord, it is so well guarded. How can I...
Offer to exchange the child for it. They can refuse nothing for his safe return. Use the Ajanti dagger. With it, you need no other evil. Use the dagger to kill the child.
Good to see you, Mr. Yarrow.
Get your monkey off my back.
Of course. Foo, please, retire.
Yeah, Foo, save it. Wait a second. This is a dream. I'm dreaming. Hey.
Why'd you say that, Mr. Yarrow?
Because people like Foo with his monkey face and the big head guy and the fat dude and you don't exist for real. This is a dream.
Perhaps I've had you brought here to make you a very attractive offer.
Well, I don't think I can accept a proposal this early in the season. Thank you.
Has it ever occurred to you how many men of less worth than yourself obtain so many of life's rewards, while you, who can imagine so much, have so very little?
I can't say that it has. I'm not that lucky. I don't have that much of imagination.
I really don't like your attitude.
You know, this is a nice jacket. It's a Morris Day feel, and it looks good on you in the boots. Smoking.
I'll repeat my offer one last time.
Well, I am dreaming,
so I can pretty much say anything and get away with it. So I think I'll say, from my heart, kiss my ass. Kiss my ass!
I can see that it's pointless talking to you, Mr. Yarrow.
Why do you insist on mispronouncing my name, leaving the J silent?
My name is Gerald with a J.
Yes, I know.
You know, my legs are much more attractive.
I'm willing to make an exchange. I will trade the child for the Ayanti dagger.
Hey.
This is just a reminder of the evening. Something so that you'll know you were here.
You're not supposed to feel pain in your dream.
You're going to remember this evening for a very long time. Excuse me for a moment. I'll be right back.
Do you have any methylate or mercuricome? Because this might get infected.
Tell your friends that Sado Nomspa sends his greetings.
And toilet paper.
What are you doing here?
Well, I have to be here. It's my dream. But listen, I think the kid is here somewhere. I think we should find the kid together,
yes.
Right? And then afterwards, I was thinking maybe we could, like, spend some time together.
Him.
Yeah, some time together. Kind of let nature kind
of.
Yeah.
So, it is Sardom Yamspa.
What's this knife?
The cross dagger of a Ajanti. They brought it to this world to kill the second golden child. The bearer of justice. His death was a great loss.
Sardo needs it to kill the child. But you can only use it to save him.
You must obtain the knife and lure Nomspa into freeing the child. But you must never let him get possession of the knife.
Well, this sounds like a pretty neat trick, but how am I supposed to pull it off?
If need be, we will exchange the dagger for the child.
If the abbot had calmer time, he never had it.
Wait a second. If the kid's so important, why doesn't he got this guy just give you the dagger?
He is a very difficult man. Tomorrow, you will go with Kinang to Tibet to obtain the dagger.
Hey, man, I ain't going to no Tibet just because I had a crazy dream. This is going to be ridiculous.
Only the chosen one can obtain the knife.
Will you go?
Listen, this chosen one thing, it's going too far now, okay? This is not normal, okay? I'm not saying no, but I have to think this over, because the chosen one thing, too far.
Could you please leave us for a moment?
Yes, y'all talk it over, because this is not a normal thing, and it should be discussed, because it's not normal. Talk. Chosen one. I'm the chosen one. Why? Tibet. Why can't somebody choose me to go to the Bahamas? I got to get chosen to go to Tibet. This is really... And Kala, you're not a normal chick. You're too shy and need to open up. You can't sit in this basement naked, smoking cigarettes, looking at soap operas for the rest of your life.
Yak loin.
What is it?
Yak Ryan.
Good to keep the yang up.
Ain't nothing wrong with my yang. Tell me how this dream transmission thing works.
Part's dream and part's real.
Okay, so the Star Mom is real?
Right.
Well, what about Numsi?
Numspa. Sada Numspa.
Yes.
He's very real.
Now, you were there and you said some things that seemed pretty real.
That part was dream.
I was just checking.
Aren't you going to ask me out?
Am I dreaming now?
For the lady, you have to ask twice.
No. No, please. No, please, twice. Please, please.
Shit. Twice.
Hey. I don't know whether or not you wanted cream and sugar, so I left the coffee black.
I want you to go to Tibet. Will you go?
Wait a second. Now, look, I hear it's really cold in Tibet, and I don't like the cold. Why don't we just stay here? Me and you stay here all weekend long under the covers and watching television and sweating and smiling and everything.
You won't go.
It's freezing in Tibet. Hey, where you going?
Tibet.
But I'm the chosen one. Me, you can't get the knife. I'll go to Tibet. Wait. But if it's really cold, you gotta come back here, okay? You're not in a rush to leave like this minute, are you? Plus, you know. A bed? Is that a bed? Bulls and shit walking around here. It's cold.
2 days into the mountains and we will be at the heights of heaven.
Well, I thought this was the best part of it. Look, I'm freezing and I'm not enjoying myself. But I want you to know that I'm going to do my best to try to find this golden child for you.
Of course you are.
You know,
I'll arrange for a trek into the mountains. You have about an hour to look around.
About 4:30, but I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it to the party. Hi.
Take it easy. Oh, you want me to buy one of your necklaces? Okay, I'll buy one. I'll buy one. Okay, let me have the blue one. All right. How much is one? I don't know what it, how much they cost, though. One of those? Okay. Let me have the blue one. It matches my coat. Hey, wait a second. You took 100. You took the 100. No, that's no. See, $1. See, $1 for you. See, the George Washington? That's Benjamin Franklin. That's not happening. You just, you got the wrong money. Can I have my money back? And you gave me the wrong necklace, too.
You're breaking my heart, asswipe.
Well, you speak English just fine.
So do you, so what of it?
Hey, listen, man. Give me my 100 back. Take this dollar and take this to give me the right one.
Monkey breath, puke face, eater of turtle's fine.
Okay, tell you what. Just give me my shit. You take your shit.
What, Scotch Bucket?
Okay, you slick shithead. You sneaky little bastard.
You want your money? Take it.
Naked man running around with $100 bill.
I've arranged for yachts, ponies, and boats.
You didn't see a little naked bum with $100?
No, I could arrange for one.
You got to show up sooner or later. And when you do, your ass is kicked. And I'm going to sell your clothes. Leave you in Kathmandu, naked and bleeding with no money. You little dirty bastard. You took my money from me.
If that bum didn't take my $100 because I don't got a boat with a motor.
Shut up and paddle.
Yeah, I'm a paddle. I'm a paddle his ass when I find... I'm a paddle your ass when I find you. I know you... I'm going to use this rope. I'm going to roll your ass till it bleeds.
Bachelor, where we going? Because my ass is frozen to this yak.
To ask for the sacred cross dagger of Ajanti.
For what reason?
For the golden child.
He does not need it.
To save his life.
The child lives for our sakes, not for his own.
I humbly beg you, let us have the knife.
Let him ask it.
I want the knife.
Let him ask again. I want
want the knife. Please.
Only a man whose heart is pure can wield a knife. And if you're such a man, you will have it.
Only a man whose heart is pure can wield the knife. And only a man whose ass is narrow can get down these steps. And if mine is such an ass, then I shall have it. Oh, shit.
Beyond the door is a corridor. At the other end is the sacred Ajante dagger. If you walk to the other end of the corridor and retrieve it, the dagger is yours.
Okay, that sounds simple enough.
Just one thing. You must carry this glass of water without spilling one drop.
Who are you, Monty Hall now? You must be Carol Merrill. Don't spill any water. This is crazy.
You keep your thought as pure as the water.
Hey, this water ain't really that pure.
Neither are you. I give you this advice. Stay on the path.
You got it. I'm so afraid of the dark, too. You need to get somebody to come clean up down there. There's no ground.
Wait a minute, I got.
There's the ground. You're making it look like it's no ground. You see, if I'm gonna be scared, cause and run back and say, there's the ground. There's the ground, Monty.
Thank you.
thoughts as pure as the water. And don't drop the water. Or drop the water. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The water. Fire in the water. Okay.
To Monty! A toast!
What is it, ass wipe?
Listen, I want to ask your advice about something. I'm going to let that slide because I understand it's your way. Don't press your luck, though. I know that you're very old and wise and disgusting guy. And it's going to wipe that right on your jacket, huh? Well, I was wondering how, what a man says to a woman from your world when he wants to make her understand that he loves her and he wants to marry her.
If you took the short path and reached enlightenment before tomorrow, who would want you for a husband?
What's the short path?
First of all, you must remain pure.
What are you talking about, pure? What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Oh, you mean, oh. Is there a long way?
It takes 10,000 lifetimes.
Well, we don't have that much time, do we? No women. What else?
For you? You must trust someone you have no reason to trust. You must make a promise to someone you have just met. And you must love someone who loves you.
Like, how am I supposed to know when to do all these things anyway?
That's for you to decide. You must tell no one I have put you on the path.
Thanks for your help.
Thinks I helped him.
Get that bug off your jacket before it freeze up and scratch yourself.
You can keep that 100, because there's no telling what might be on the bill when you give it back.
Gompa, I have ruined myself for the American. He is a fool.
But he's brave.
He is irresponsible.
He's generous.
He thinks of nothing but protecting his own feelings.
But if you touch his heart, there's nothing he wouldn't do for you.
He believes in nothing.
And still he does what is right.
He is a careless, thoughtless, undisciplined fool.
I do like him very much. It's very hard not to. Those magnificent Americans. So much power and so little understanding what to do with it.
What should I do?
You must help him save the golden child and follow your heart.
Thank you, Compa.
You're welcome, daughter. And when you want to marry him, you have my blessing.
Thank you,
Father. They're not going to let me on the plane with this two-fisted knife.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't. I'm going to jail.
Thank you.
This is not going to work, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life in a clay cell in Kathmandu.
Another cat?
This is Kathmandu. What do you expect?
Listen, there's no way they're going to let me on the plane with a 2-foot knife under my shirt.
Relax and just trust in your destiny. Come on.
You trust in your destiny.
Come with me, please. But necessary.
See?
For your own protection.
Oh, these are just my drawers. That's my clean ones. And these are dirty ones.
Excuse me, have a plane to catch? Come on, hurry up. Plane, get out of
What's
here.
What's this? Nothing.
Look, just once I want to go back
What's
to
this?
America. I'm a citizen, okay?
What's this?
What are you looking at?
It just does my heart good to see another American citizen.
Pull it right there. No, I'm not crazy. I'm Agent Chandler Gerald from the American Stolen Artifacts Foundation. Everybody, it's okay. I'm the Stolen Artifacts Foundation man. Freddy, get out of my sight. You make me sick, Freddy. I'll talk to you on the plane, Freddy. Nobody be alarmed. I'm Chandler Gerald, American Stolen Artifacts Founders of America. And thanks to you, we were able to catch this man, Freddy, the piece of shit back there. And I thank you, and I thank the good people of Nepal. A bunch of brilliant fuckers, all of you. I thank you, sir. You are one hell of a leader, because you, the keen, the cunningness, the instinct... The instinct is brilliant. And I can tell you trained under this man, because you have the same glare in your eye of brilliance. And you don't even know what you did, but you're brilliant anyway, because the best brilliance is born not from someone ignorant. Forget it. This is my assistant, Kinang, here, and we thank you all. It's Agent 69, and we thank you all. The people of Nepal, we thank you. You're a bunch of beautiful, brilliant people. Nepal! N-E-P-A-L! Viva Nepal! Viva Nepal!
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I'll help you.
Hey, this is your problem now.
Thank you. You did a marvelous job in the painting tonight. You will be spending the next few days at a house of a certain friend.
When do you think we'll be contacted about the knife?
That's the man, Chandler Gallo. He doesn't return my property. I want him arrested. Welcome home, Mr. Gallo. You have something for me.
I'm sorry, Numsi. I should be punished. Everyone I have stolen from my brother, Numsi. Officer, it is your duty to take me in. Please, purge me. I am ashamed of myself. I should be arrested. I should be purged. I should be flogged. I don't deserve to walk amongst good people.
Let me have a word with him.
But I am a swine. I am a wretch. I don't deserve to live like others.
How long do you think you can keep up this miserable masquerade?
Well, until I get arrested, or until you realize the rules of evidence in this country. See, if I get arrested, they take me and they put me in a jail cell. And then they take the knife because it's a stolen object. And they put that in a little room and they put Exhibit A, a little sticker says Exhibit A on it. And that sits in the room. Then I sit in my little room and the knife sits in this little room until the trial comes up, which can be anywhere from a month to a year. So if you get me arrested, there's no telling when you're going to get your knife.
You've no idea who I am, have you?
Yes, you're Sado Numsi.
Look, I don't care who you are. I do care that you kidnapped a little kid, though.
I could destroy you just like that.
Well, we wouldn't want that.
Listen. Bring me the boy, and I'll give you the knife. And then no one will have to be destroyed just like that. Think it over.
My brother's forgiven me! Key, Dr. Hong, Brother Noomsi has forgiven me. Dear brother, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah, you're wonderful.
Just what else did you tell him?
I told him next time I saw him I wasn't going to be as polite.
You are foolhardy, aren't you?
Well, I do my best.
Are you coming to bed?
No, I think I'm going to sleep out here.
Oh. Good night.
I don't like this. Let's get out of here.
She is beyond this world of pain.
You can save her. The golden child can bring her back as long as sunlight still shines on her body.
No more magic and no more riddles, all right? She's dead!
the chosen one, you will find the child. You have until nightfall to find the child. Sardo cannot kill him until dark.
I'm gonna get you out of here, okay? Hey, where's your boss? Now you keep an eye on the kid. Don't worry about none. I'm the chosen one. This isn't gonna take too long.
My dear sweet brother Nupsi!
I can see you're busy right now. Come back some other time.
There are no keys in the car. There are no keys! Oh, come on. Come on!
Everything's gonna be okay.
I know.
Well, fasten your seatbelt, kid.
Somebody give you a Valium or what?
This kind of thing must happen a lot where you from. I feel like I'm a shit on myself.
How long are you going to be?
About 2 weeks.
Okay, so you drop the kid off and then you come back.
Yes.
Good. Listen, you. I bought this for you. Okay? You put that on and you don't have to worry about none of the kids messing with your head while you're here. Good? Good. You don't want to go to bed with a big on your head. Hey, that is a cool trick. Did you ever think about going in the show business? Because you could, I could be your partner. I throw a rock at you, you make it float off and hit the wall. Standing ovations all over the place. That, you ever hear Ed McMahon's Star Search? Do they have Star Search in Tibet? Probably not. Probably have Food Search.
But you know what we could do? We could all go on Star Search, right? And we could give the audience rocks and let them throw them at you. And then you can move your hand and make them all hit Ed McMahon. Hard.